every single year. What we are here to do is to catch you as you fall into your idea for the new year. And I know there are plenty of people out there that are saying, you know what, this is the year that I'm going to start my own business, or I'm going to grow what I have existing, or I'm going to transition. And so that is exactly what we do down there. We're ready for you. Got the phone lines open.
And you have a lot of people that you always talk about, walk by a couple of times or think about it for a long time before they actually take advantage of your services. Isn't and that's okay. Right? I mean, this is something that I think a lot of people don't actually think about becoming a reality before they see all the different services that are available.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, when they see the sign, Women's Business Center, all of a sudden, you know, we've had women come in and say, is this really just for me? And they're very honored, overwhelmed. And then we talk about all of the services and the offerings that we do have down at the center. And that really changes a life for them. So I think one of the things that we've seen is through some of our programming, most recently, Éxito. We talked about a long time ago for the women in our Latino world. They basically put together, you know, a lot of great plans at the end of their graduation ceremony. And one of them has already opened her own business. So that is really spectacular.
Do you have women that come in and, let's say, run an idea by you and say, so do you think this is something that could happen? Is this something that people would be interested in? I mean, because not everybody is confident about the service or a product or whatever that they want to provide when it comes to having their own business.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a great question. But, you know, I always say to these women, you know what? I am not here to judge you. And you, least of all, should not judge yourself. And that will fly with it, you know. We're going to do course correction for sure, but nothing is too insane. And we live on insanity, right? So, what you know, for each person that comes in the door, there's definitely a positive aspect to what they're doing. And, you know, the most positive thing is their passion. If, you know, if you watch Shark Tank, you can see that there are some crazy ideas out there, but they have succeeded. And so what you want to do is just, you know, bring it in. We'll sit down. We'll make sure that, you know, you have a decent shot at it. And, you know, if you're ready to roll, so are we.
I'm going to be talking to our next female entrepreneur, which is another encore entrepreneur. And right? For people who may not have heard that term before, kind of explain that.
Sure. So encore entrepreneurs are those people, women in particular for us, that have had a full career. And, you know, while you here you are in January 2018 and you're saying to yourself, you know what, I've done it. I've done it all. And now I really want to try something that I've always loved. And that may be your second career. So we call it an encore entrepreneur. So, you know, basically it's someone who has all the skills, you know, they've been trained for years at their existing job. And then, wow, they can apply so much to what that new business that they what they know.
And a lot of times they're not really connected. They could be totally different.
Yeah, oh, no question. You know, I think you'll see with Deb here that that's one of the things that it's totally different. But in there, you're going to find that there is a thread, like, let's say, loving to serve people, loving to, you know, put together some sort of a technical plan. And many people, they've done it for others for so long that they're absolutely ready to do it for themselves. But they, the one skill that they may not have is how to run a business. And that is what we will apply all of those great things to. Boy, you get an encore entrepreneur on writing a business plan, and they can fly. They just know what they want. They pretty much know how to run figures. And so they're really, really ready to go, which is, I think, an exciting person to work with.
Well, that brings us to this month's female entrepreneur, Debbie Titus, who is the owner of Half Moon Bakery and Bistro in Jamesville. Welcome, Deb.
Hi, good morning. How is everyone?
Very good. And I was just hearing a little bit about your background, your career that you had before the bakery. So kind of tell our audience what your background is.
Well, 28 years as an educator, from classroom teacher to administrator to staff developer. With that, always having a passion about food and cooking. I guess I was the person they liked to see walk in because I always came in with the cookies I baked at home or the cupcakes. So every meeting became sweet, I guess you could say. From that, I was able to retire and pursue the fact that I wanted another career. And that career was to stay in the food industry and do baking and cooking. So through the help of a lot of women groups, and especially the WISE group, I was able to formulate a plan to start a business, and that being the bakery. The best advice I was given was to start slowly and start at farmers markets, which, surprisingly, the farmers markets gave me the connections with our local producers, which also broadened what my original thought was for the business. The business originally was supposed to be just a bakery with some nice coffee on the side. And in the meantime, I started meeting all these people that had started their own businesses and started realizing that if I incorporated their product into my product, we could help each other and we could bring a more natural product to our customers. Something that is locally made, something that you know where it comes from, so you don't have to worry about it. So I guess just through communication with other people, you start developing a bigger business plan. And as always, the WISE Center is there to rein you in if you're starting to get too big or going too fast, I should say, not getting too big because you can never get too big. But from there, I found that my product was well received within the community, and people started asking me if I had an actual storefront. So from there, I started investigating where can I open my own bakery. As luck would have it, I live in Jamesville, and there was a small bakery there at the time that was up for sale. So I was able to negotiate the sale of that business, which brought another aspect to my business that I hadn't expected, which is doing custom cakes and wedding business. So in addition to having my own product, my own bistro, and serving local products and selling local products, I then added the custom cake and wedding business to the existing Half Moon Bakery and Bistro. And from there, we have just grown. We just completed our fourth year in June, and we're on our fifth year. And looking at January and new beginnings, we have some new beginnings. We're looking to expand our local products. We're bringing in vintage candles out of Skinny Atlas. We're bringing in more local products like honey and foods from other producers. And we are expanding our own menu at the bakery. We're looking to theme our months. For instance, right now, we're looking at comfort foods. But on the other hand, we're also looking at using our local produce and trying to provide some foods for those people that are diet conscious. But in addition, we're always staying true to the fact that we want to provide local and we want to provide a healthy and delicious product for our customers.
It seems as though your customers, I mean, you mentioned that you're in Jamesville, but you must have kind of met so many other people at the farmer's market that mm-hmm. then come to find you. As compared to convenience, they're right around the corner. You're probably maybe a destination now that people look for. Is that how you would?
Definitely, definitely. One of the hardest parts, and I think this is, you find this with all businesses, and that's why they say after the third year, you can kind of breathe a sigh of relief and start moving forward, is getting your product out there, getting your name out there. The first couple of years, no one had heard of the Half Moon Bakery and Bistro, where now I'm finding that I'm getting customers from all of the Syracuse area or the Cazenovia area. We've had customers come in from out towards Auburn, and because they've heard of us. We have a large social media presence. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we utilize that constantly. And luckily for us, our product must prove that we're worthy because we have our customers and just word of mouth through our customers. I get calls all the time where people will say, you were referred to me from a friend, or I was at a friend's wedding and we just loved your product. So it feels good, especially after taking the chance of starting a new business, to see that people appreciate what we're doing. And, you know, it's pretty exciting.
It seems like, looking at your former career, there wouldn't be a lot of connections, but I'm assuming, especially in an administrative role, it probably helped you because you are doing plans, business plans and budgeting and seeing what resources you have and how to make the best out of them. I mean, it probably helped you at least with the transition.
Definitely. I really look back on my former career, working with people, having those social skills, reading people, just seeing, you know, are they comfortable with what I'm suggesting, or is their body language telling me that now I'm going in the wrong direction, I need to go in a different direction in my suggestions for them. But also, as you said, the organizational skills from my prior career definitely helped me to write that business plan. It helped me to start looking at the resources I needed to start my business, you know, financial, advertising wise, just how to look for staff. So definitely all of that prior career came into play in order to start this business and keep it running.
It also seems as though your type of business is tough because you are making product that you can't keep forever. I mean, if you sell a spool of thread, your spool of thread, if you don't sell it tomorrow, is going to be all right. If you sell a Half Moon cookie, you're not going to be able to sell it tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? So that must have been difficult to kind of gauge how many customers you'd have. Has that always been an issue?
It has. Early on, of course, as we weren't as well known, a lot of times we were very enthusiastic and we put a lot of product out. So at the end of the day, we had a lot of product still behind. My staff went home very happy with leftovers. Sometimes at the end of the day, customers would find that they had a bonus in their package, because if they wanted two Half Moons and there were four sitting there, it's, well, I'll take the other two on us. At this point, we can pretty much gauge our busier times versus our slower times, but we still do have product left over at the end of the day. But I think we manage that much better now. And we have made donations, too. It's just difficult sometimes as to where you can donate at the end of the day.
I always like to ask these women entrepreneurs that I'm interviewing, what was one of your scariest moments? Do you have one looking back that was really scary when you reached it?
Leaving the closing to purchase the business that I had purchased, driving back in the car and thinking, oh gosh, this is it. You got what you wanted. And I think you're so busy on a day-to-day basis that sometimes you don't have a chance to really reflect on what you're doing. But then all of a sudden, when you have a chance to catch your breath and you start thinking about the responsibility of payroll, responsibility of making your bills, keeping your product at the high quality you want it to be at, having sometimes new staff come on board and not really seeing that they don't really understand your vision for where the business is going. So sometimes you do take a deep breath and think, oh gosh, what did I do? But it's the support of customers that are your regulars, who give you positive feedback and tell you you're doing the right thing. Having people come in and thank you at the end of their visit that, you know, for instance, we carry gluten-free and vegan, which a lot of places don't. So to have a customer who has been searching for a good gluten-free Half Moon come up to me and tell me, thank you so much, because prior to this, I had no place to go. So it's that positive feedback that makes you feel like you're in the right direction.
I was going to ask you, what is one of your most rewarding moments? Is that it? I mean, you know, having the feedback from your customers?
Definitely. We have a great customer base. And I think that's probably the most enjoyable part of my job, is that I get to meet all these people and talk with them. And just on a busy day, instead of being stressed that it's busy, it's just so much fun to see people coming in, picking up their orders. They're excited about if they just ordered a cake, they're excited about the design being in their cake, and it's exactly what they envisioned. Having, you know, for instance, the gluten-free and people with vegan or peanut allergies coming in and being able to offer them a variety of foods from our bistro menu or from our bakery that they probably could not have if they're in an area where that's not provided. So yes, it's a great feeling.
Let's talk about you talked a little bit about your relationship with WISE, but the programs that you took advantage of down at the WISE Women's Business Center.
Well, I love the yearly conference. The energy of sitting there with so many women that either have their own business or are thinking their own business and listening to the keynote speakers and following their journey and realizing that they're just like us. They weren't born with that business, that they had to develop it. And I find that is just so motivating. Talking with Joanne, Joanne's one of my customers, mm-hmm. and we have some pretty serious conversations on Saturday. Sometimes over a cup of coffee, sometimes we'll just start chatting about something new that we saw in the news or something that was happening that could affect women's businesses. And we have some pretty enlightening conversations.
Yes, we do. Yeah. That's great.
And you also mentioned, too, some advice. But, I mean, if someone is listening that has an idea that may either be leaving a career or is not happy with the one that they have or retiring, or do you have more advice for people that are listening that may want to start something totally different?
Totally believe in yourself. I think that was something, and perhaps because I had a successful career, I had some self-confidence. And you do question, am I jumping off the ledge and not knowing where I'm going to land? But when you have a group like WISE that, as Joanne said, no idea is silly, that you can sit there and just brainstorm where you're going with it. And that's the thing, too, is identifying what you really want to accomplish and try to zero in on what you really want to do. And after that, it's your passion. I have always had a passion for baking and cooking, and I like working with the public. So how could I bring that together was my original thought. And then I just followed my passion. And I think you can't listen to the naysayers. You have to surround yourself with people that are positive, people that will support you along the way. My husband could have easily said, we can't do this. Instead, here he is now retired as of June, and in the bakery, cooking and baking and washing dishes, but he's there all the time. And, you know, it's having that support, having staff that works with you that is just excited about what you're doing as you are, and helping you brainstorm, where can we take this business next? And that's what you have to surround yourself with positive people.
Where do you see this business? I mean, it seems as though you've grown so much in 4 years. Where do you see it growing more? Do you have other goals?
We do. We actually are starting to toss around some other thoughts of where can we go next? Do we want to look for a larger location but stay within the Jamesville area? Or do we want to change some of our offerings to continue to offer specialty items that you can't find other places? We're not sure where we're going next. I just know that this 2018, we hope to bring some new products and a new look to our business.
Well, Deb, what a great story. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Awesome. Joanne, what you got going for me there, my sweet?
Oh, boy. You know, really linking into what Deb just said regarding her culture and her people at her bakery, you know, we're creating a business culture to thrive in. Which is going to be on January 23rd at noon. And it's going to be presented by a man named Herman Veach. And he is founder of Quantum Flow Coaching. And so he's going to talk about how to explore business owners can consciously create an environment in which they and their employees can perform optimally as a whole human being. So it's going to be a really interesting gathering that I think is appropriate for businesses that are existing that want to grow for 2018 and really get ramped up on how to create the great team.
And I know your huge event is coming up in a couple of months, but always, you know, never too soon really to talk about it.
That's true. April 18th is the WISE Symposium, and it will be again at Sky Armory. We have some terrific keynote speakers all lined up. You can go on our website and kind of look whycenter.org.
Well, speaking of your website, which is great for information, just leading with a lot of your different services, what it's all about, the grant money that you receive, who is eligible, all the events coming up.
Yeah.
Also, in addition to starting a blog for 2018.
That's right. Yeah. So we have a wonderful blog, you know, that's just started. Rena from The One Group has put together a fantastic little comment this year. It's a great kickstart to 2018. And so let's all kind of converse together.
Right. Get some business advice and start off the year fresh.
It's true.
Well, Joanne, Debbie, so nice to have you both in the studio.
Great.
And the best of luck this year.
Great to be here. We wish you an awesome 2018.